Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Ricky.
I'm Sarah, and we're your co-hosts.
And we're back.
And we're back. Yes.
We are back by this.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, okay, we're starting season three in a bit of a bind here because we are busy. Let me say, I am not busy. I am available. This is the most available I'll ever be in my life. I have nothing going on. 24/7 availability.
How does it, do you love it?
Or no.
Like, how are you doing with it?
Not doing well. I texted Matt once. I'm like, I have no purpose. Like, I really like having a job. I love having money. I love getting paychecks. I like interacting with people. Like, it's really been a weird shift for me. So I have to, I'm kind of figuring it out. I think it'll be a big personal discovery for me to figure out what I can do with myself when I have a lot of time on my hands.
Well, and that's the thing. And you went from like the exact opposite of like, you didn't have, every moment was like structured, trying to fill it in, trying to see someone, trying to do stuff. Like there was no room for error basically, which is kind of weirdly now what I am in, right? Like I'm in this really weird space right now.
Yeah. You're just busy. Like, busy.
Yeah,
busy.
You went from the exact opposite, right? Like having a million things, like finishing up a job, packing up a home, moving across the country, like, or moving to a different country, like boom, 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 boom. And now you're literally the exact opposite of that. So it's also probably really weird.
Exactly. A lot of things have just dropped right off. And I'm not, mm-hmm. I don't have lists going. I'm not doing all this stuff. And I can't, you know, I have been unemployed one other time in my life, like in my professional life. And that time of being unemployed, all I did was try to find a job. So, but right now I can't really even do that because I'm not entitled to work yet in America, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm good at job searching. I love it. I love putting together an application, a resume, a questionnaire, a letter, like interviews. I'm good at that. I actually really like it.
Yeah.
So
I know it. Well, and people just like love you. Like, my God, I feel like every time we do anything, like, yeah, I always laugh at, like, at work events, people will like clamor to like get in front of you. So you're good. I can't imagine you ever going into an interview and someone being like, I'm not sure about this guy. Like, it's comical to even think about it. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's why I know. So I can imagine this would be tough, but
well, I do enjoy it. It's tough. It is tough. So I've been filling my days with only shopping. I only shop now.
I get up and I shop. Literally last week you were like, I can't shop. I have no, we have to be on a budget now.
Okay.
The only thing I'm doing is shopping. Oh God.
I know
this is so great.
Yeah. Well, we introduced the budget last week and I forgot to tell the funniest part of this budget. So,
oh my God,
Matt was like sitting at a desk, like head down, lamp on, writing with a pencil, like a budget. And he's like, we're on a budget now. And I'm like, is it bad? And he's like, yes, it's bad. And I look at the budget and what does his dollar figure for eating for food? $3,000
like
a month.
No, stop.
And I'm like, Matt, I think some of your numbers might be off.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
And he's like, if we want to have good cheeses and the wine and stuff, I'm like, then, you know, it's about $3,000 a month. I'm like, are you kidding?
Oh,
some people don't clear $3,000 a month on a full on paycheck. Like,
oh my God, I'm sorry, you guys. I can't stop laughing. It's probably so annoying.
It was one of the most insane things, and he was worried. Like, I came, and he was, like, pulling out his hair and looking at this budget, and, like, he's like, we'll only be able to save, like, this much a month if we don't really do anything. And I'm like, wait a second.
That's so, anyway, amazing.
Yeah. So that's what our budget was, $3,000 US a
for
month.
Cheese.
For cheeses and, like,
wine
and things like that.
Mm-hmm. God, this is just further fodder for my campaign for you guys to adopt me.
Well, we have a budget. Our budget definitely can feed like 5 people. We can adopt you and yet one other.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
If you want someone to come along,
we'll do some interviews. Yeah,
bring Amanda. Bring Carrie. So that's funny. That was funny.
That's
so then
amazing.
It just like immediately, I'm like, I think we'll be okay. So, oh
and
my
so God. You hit the stores. You heard you so music I, to your ears.
Yeah,
you
were then like, I was all right. like, pull out the black card. Well, we have a weird black card now. We have a Canadian, like this American oh, yeah. visa from RBC. It's very funny.
Fancy.
It's fancy. But how was your week? What's been going on? Yeah, so obviously we are so busy. This is the roundabout thing that we had to find time to record this. So
yes, Sarah's, so we're kind of missing a week, kind of.
We're kind yeah. of missing. Well, you're gonna get what you get with us. You know what I mean?
I'm doing this before I fly to Iceland. Yeah, so we're squeezing it in. Yeah,
we're squeezing it in. So Sarah's now like just like. On full firing on all cylinders in life, so
yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's pretty intense. So I'm leaving for Iceland tomorrow, which has been kind of crazy. You know, just moving along here, trying to get everything done, getting tests and doing all that stuff. Oh, anyways,
You got your COVID test done in time yeah. and you've got your results. Okay, good. That's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So now I'm trying to pack, which I need to do.
Okay, are you doing the aspirational just carry on or are you doing checked and carry on? What's happening here?
I know I'm going to have to do checked. You're going to have to. I have so much stuff. The weather's all over the place. The weather. Like, yeah. yeah. Okay, also though, this is also going to be so weird because I'm not complaining that I'm going to Iceland, everyone. Caveat, like, it's going to be fun. I'm very excited. Okay, but two crazy things. The number one is that I'm just going to be, like, constantly wet every day because we're just going into lagoons. Like, we're in hot pools and lagoons, like, right. every day.
Your spa every day.
And you have to have, like, full showers, like, wash your hair before you're allowed into the lagoons. They're very strict about that. Like, you have to, like, no bathing suit, like, full naked, like, wash your hair kind of shower before you're allowed in the lagoons. Like, they're very sanitary about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So every day I'm going to be like wet. How, like, what is my hair going to look like at the end of this is my question.
Oh my goodness.
Like washing it every day and it just I'm going to look no makeup. I don't know. Like I'm going to look like a drowned rat like every day. And I have to go to like business meetings.
What's it's just going to be like a we bit have to of a formulate weird... a plan for you. Like how you can whip your hair and like face into shape. Did you get that tinted moisturizer? You have to bring your Laura Mercier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's a fast fix, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to always have, like, a little makeup bag with me, I guess. Yeah. And I'm also going to have, like, makeup remover because I feel like there's constantly going to be, like, mascara running down my face. So I should maybe just go grab, like, a cheek waterproof one. Yeah, it's going to be weird. But, like, it's going to be also weird to be, like, it's going to be so cool. But, yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, okay, this is, like, a consumer's problem because I'm like, do I have the right products to be wet constantly, basically?
Exactly.
Also have to I'm, like, packing, like, three bathing suits because I'm like, I don't know. Like,
you're going to have to hand wash. Like, okay, you're going to have to hand wash at least one or two of them, it sounds like. So
yeah.
Do you have a little, like... soap yeah, I have or a little, something? Or?
Yeah, I have that. I have, like, that... I use it for like delicates, like it's from the laundress or whatever.
Oh,
so I'll
perfect.
Just put a little bit in a container and bring that with me. But perfect. So I have to do that. The other thing though, this is non-clothing related, non-being wet. There's been earthquakes happening like every day, not every day, but like often in Iceland right now. So our team,
we got on a call with our team. Yeah.
Yeah. They got on the call with the team and they were like, just so you know, like, there's just earthquakes happening, but Iceland is very safe. All of our houses are built to withstand earthquakes of like, I think she said like 7 to 9. I'm like, sorry, what? Like a nine? That's a thing that we should be. She's like, they're pretty minor, but like, yep, there's been earthquakes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And it's because another volcano is about to erupt.
Oh my God.
And they're
God.
Like really excited about it. They're like, it's really exciting though. I'm like, oh, okay. Wow. I guess we have different definitions of like what's exciting, but sure.
Oh, okay. You're heading into from the what is it? From the pan to the fryer? What's that?
Anyway. Oh, from the frying pan to the oven to the I have no idea. Yeah. I'm going
you're
to
just going
yeah.
from one to the other.
I'm like, okay. So
that is intriguing.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your bathing suit situation? Did you have to go buy one?
Okay, well, this is really stupid. I don't even know what I was thinking. I was like, I was gonna buy one. And then I was like, oh, is it really worth it, though, to buy a bathing suit for, like, just for now and then I won't use it again for a year? Totally forgetting that I'm going to Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
So I didn't buy one.
And then
so
you're gonna come visit me.
Yeah, I know. So stupid. Like, I should have 100% ordered a new bathing suit. Like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
This is the most I'm ever going to be wearing a bathing suit. And I was like, no, I don't need one. Yeah. My brain is not keeping up. Like, but
also, isn't there something about having a new bathing suit that just makes you feel so fabulous?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. This whole, everything has just been so, it was just it's all kind of happened so quickly that I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know. I actually, sorry.
No, no, it's a whirlwind of activity in your life.
I am
standing back and just watching in awe. Like, I find, like, I am truly living vicariously through you as, like, for production alone. Like, just, like, how much you're getting done. And you furnished a home. You basically completely furnished your home, finishing touches in the last 2 weeks, too.
Oh, the last like 4 days. I feel like it was like when we talked last week, I hadn't had anything. And then all of a sudden it was like all this furniture that I had ordered, everything started arriving. Yeah. So that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, oh my God,
You've been staying up till midnight, like assembling furniture, furniture. And like,
yeah.
Like, I'll be like, Sarah, can we, I won't hear from you in 6 hours. You're like, I just assembled like a table. And like, I'm in awe. You know, I just think the great thing about this productivity, like those spurts, is that you take on a lot, you get it done. You'll get it done. Yeah. And then in a month or two, you'll have like a moment of reflection and say, holy shit, like I am amazing. Basically.
I got so much done. Okay. Speaking of that though, so 2 furniture updates. Okay. The first one. The cabinet. So I don't think last week when we had talked, the Struck Tube cabinet hadn't come yet, right?
No,
because it got delivered buffet, on Thursday,
right? Or the console. It looks so good, Sarah.
Thank you, but let me tell you what a disaster that thing was to put together. Okay, I feel like I will never order Struck Tube furniture again because it was so bad. And so Natalie was joking with me because she was like, we were putting together an IKEA table on the Thursday night, like a few days later.
And she's like, this and this and this. It's pretty easy, right?
Yeah. Well, and I was really bad at it. Like, thank God Natalie was here because I was doing some stuff. And she was like, what? No, Sarah. And she was like, this is making me think that maybe that Struck Tube cabinet was not the problem. You were the problem. And
I was that Struck Tube was pretty straightforward, probably.
I swear. No. Okay. The number one tool I used to build that Struck Tube cabinet was a drill. Why? Huh? Because
the drill should never pass into your hands. I just think your hands aren't meant for holding drills.
I know. I am like crushing it with drills lately. I am like literally always have a drill in my hand now. I'm like, what can I do? Like, it's wild. But okay, so the doors actually didn't even have, like, they had tiny, tiny little outlines for like where 2 holes would be, and each of the bracket, there's 4 holes in a bracket. I had to drill holes
into
into the wood, and I had to just like make it up. So one of the doors is so wonky, and I'm like, I have to fix this eventually, but like, I just do not have the emotional capacity this week or within the next month to fix this. Yeah, and then at the bottom, there was only, so all the feet, there was only 2 holes again, and clearly the brackets have 4 places to put screws in. Like, it was ridiculous. So I had to drill holes in the bottom and try to line up the feet. Like, I had to just kind of like make the shit up as I was going along. Yes,
this isn't what the consumer should be doing. I'm sorry. Like,
no.
Is there like assembly service? Like,
I don't even know. And I called StructTube and they were the most useless people. I was like, they're like, okay, we'll send you something for like a claims form. Cause I was like, well, can I like talk to someone in assembly? Like, what, like, do I just go ahead and drill this myself? Like, if I screw this up, like, can I get it? What happens if I mess this up? Cause I was so scared to like screw the doors on. And they're like, yeah, we'll send you a form right now. Blah, 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 blah. It's like coming to your email. And I was like, okay, but can I like talk to another person? Like,
yeah, like,
they were so unhelpful.
They must come across this problem all the time. Could you imagine?
Oh, I'm sure.
How many people are like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm sorry, but... No.
And the instructions were horrible. Like, I just, at one point, rid of them. I just got rid of them and I just did it on my own because I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is not going to help. And so, yeah, they sent me an online claims form and it was literally just to fill out for like a refund. I'm like, what am I, this cabinet is mostly built. No,
you like want it. Yeah, like you actually do want the cabinet.
Oh my God. I just need some help or direction. Anyways, it was awful, but the cabinet is like sort of together.
It looks good. It does look very good. Your room.
It feels really good to have it.
Your home. Oh my God. Sarah. It looks so good.
Thank you. And the funny, okay, so guys, the funny thing too is like, my friend Natalie came over and she was helping me, we call it zhuzhing. She was helping me like move stuff around, it's and like Natalie has
karate
to really
chopping
good
your pillows and doing
she was moving tables around. She was like dragging carpets.
Oh,
she
you've was, got like, a good she, person
she,
in your,
oh, yeah. She was deep in there, like deep in there. She like to the point where she was like, she was trying to flip the blinds around because she didn't like how shiny they looked. And then like this, the rug at the front, she folded in half because she's like, I don't like that it's in my eye line from back here. Like she was taking it deep, thank God. But we were, and she was building little like vignettes, and I sent Ricky a photo and I was like, honestly, every surface of this house has your stuff in it. So there's the table, that the rattan table I took from you guys is in the middle. So cute, right?
So
and then
cute.
That giant plant, your giant spider. Is that a spider plant?
No,
what is
it's
that?
Like a, or a it's like a snake's tongue or widow's
snake. Yeah, tongue or something. Yeah. That's yours in the corner. The coffee table has those French design magazines on them.
Oh yeah.
The
idea.
Other one, we have a couple of books to hecked up that has Robber Bride is one of the books, and then your first edition Robber Bride, and then the other, and then there's a little succulent, and it's in a pot mat made.
Oh my God. Like,
literally, my house is an homage to you guys. Like,
and
it's
your entryway with those like. Those big like feathery things, and everything looks really good. Honestly,
pompous,
I'm just so impressed. Like, isn't it
feels
so nice to walk down into that space and just see it?
It does.
And you have yet.
It makes me so happy.
You still have a buffet in the dining room and dining room chairs coming?
Yes. So the buffet is currently in my car because I just couldn't get it upstairs and I just didn't have time. It everything truly came like on Thursday, basically.
Wow.
I got an IKEA kitchen table built. Okay. So this was an extendable kitchen table.
Oh.
It had 38 steps in the book.
Wow.
Again, Natalie, bless her heart, like just
it
crushed
done.
It putting this
crushed
thing
it.
Together. Oh my God. We did it on Thursday night. Like
that
she was here till like 11.
That table is great.
I love it with the leaves that come off. It was so good. Yeah. So no, I do not have the chairs sadly yet, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they'll come while I'm gone. Black rattan chairs.
Oh.
And then the buffet, I need to.
Seriously.
I think the buffet will just be dealt with when I'm back also.
Unbelievable.
It's just going to be in my car for the next week. Yeah.
Okay. This is a good segue into like one of my top discoveries this week for shopping for a consumer est.
What?
Well, and I sent it to you ASAP. Zara Home.
I know.
Oh, my God. Zara Home is now available online.
Oof.
In Canada, US, everywhere. It is like the mothership has landed. Guys, just even the website alone, the way that they style it and the photography and the spaces. It is next level. I don't even know what's going on. I can't explain.
I know. And the crazy thing about it is this website is so... Okay, so everyone jokes. Everyone knows that the Zara website is truly the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. This website is like actually really well done. It's like functional.
Beautiful.
It makes
functional.
Sense.
Functional. It's stylish. It looks next level. It looks like the next generation of what websites are going to start to look like. And it is so... I want every single thing. What's confusing?
I know. Like how good the website is.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no,
Zara,
it's like...
But the Zara website is like absolute shit. Like
the
it's
confusing
the worst thing
part,
I've ever seen
in my life. Yeah, the confusing part is that it's not as confusing as the Zara websites.
Have you ever seen... There's a really funny meme where it's like Zara website be like... And it's like someone's, you know, someone's like modeling a sweater and it's on like... It's on backwards or like over someone's head. It's just like wrapped around someone's head. And then another one is like someone standing behind like a door and all you could see is the arm of the shirt. Like it's just... That is literally what
that
website
is.
And
but
this
you
is,
know, this is the complete opposite of that.
It's
perfection. It is so perfection. And like... Full of like warm woods and rattans and dappled light and linens and all priced like IKEA. Like
I know.
It's
not that expensive.
No.
Okay, and guys, they have did you see this? My favorite part of this entire website. Under home, under kitchen, they have a coffee section. They have an entire page
full of
coffee stuff. Plates, there's mugs, even jar. There are jars for holding coffee beans. There's a stainless, like a stainless pitcher style thermos.
What?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. You know what I had discovered too? That I was like, this is a deep recess of this website, they have just a home cleaning accessories with brooms and brushes and dusters and...
Guys, oh, we're fucked.
And honestly, and like shoe polishing and shoe, like, and hangers, like with cedar and like, honest to God.
Yeah, they have
like,
Yeah, they have a laundry care section.
The care section. Oh, it is something to behold. And I'm telling you, Zara Home might be how I honestly like furnish a lot if I ever have like a house, you know, and need like dining room chairs. And, oh, guys, so good. So good.
It's amazing. Do yourself a favor and get yourself. Yeah, I can't believe they actually have furniture on this website too.
Furniture. Like full blown, like actual furniture. And
yes. I'm kind of mad that I just ordered a ton of furniture and now I'm like, oh, cool. I could have ordered this stuff.
You know what? Like, yeah. I'm sure there's still more things that you want. And I know. You know, like,
oh, please, there's always things.
There's always things. How many dining room chairs did you order? Like, how many are coming? Oh, six are coming.
Six.
Yeah. Sarah. Oh, that is.
I know.
You're playing in the big leagues.
Went for it. Wow. You know, I was like, it's a big girl house. I gotta level up here.
Yep. Love it. What did you buy? What have you bought in the past week? I just need to know.
I actually don't think, sorry, I'm just really distracted by a rattan and hammered glass cart. Seriously. Glass bar cart. Okay, I need to, okay, I'm going to step away from this website.
Step away. You can't.
I got to stop.
Yeah, okay. Like if you're on that website while we're doing a podcast, the podcast will fall apart because
I know.
There's no way I can compete.
I'm so distracted.
I can't compete.
No. Okay, what did I buy? Actually, speaking of, I bought some stuff from H&M Home, funny enough. I bought a tablecloth, a table runner, and these like blue placemats, like rattan placemats, actually. Oh, or like not rattan,
gosh,
like.
Gosh, really?
Yeah, really nice. And the stuff came and it was all pretty cheap. It was like, I don't know, all of that, like a tablecloth, a runner, and then 10 placemats were $60.
Ah, that's great.
Right? Like, that's pretty good.
Calgary needs a H&M Home or a Zara Home,
I know,
or something.
Edmonton
kind of,
has one.
Yeah, Edmonton has the H&M Home, and it really is nice. Like when you want something a little less like mass market and plain than like IKEA or something like that. Like it's gonna be have some personality to it and some texture and color and something a bit more trendy.
Yeah, I feel like that is basically hitting it on the head. Like, and it's pretty nice stuff. Like, I would say H&M Home is pretty comparable to, like, the Zara Home stuff
I've
been
seeing. I think
like,
so, it's, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, super trendy. There's a lot of, like, ceramics and everything's stoneware.
Exactly, and stone and, like, marble-y stuff and objects. Yeah. Right now, I'm on a epic hunt for, like, objects. We have a lot of...
Yeah.
We have a lot of shelving that's built into our home, kind of. And so we're filling it. We want to fill it with like sculptural pieces and stuff like that. So that's kind of like one thing that I'm on a hunt for. That's for sure. So if you come across anything that's like really like, I don't know, different. Just like looks different. Yeah. But
cool. Okay. I'll keep that.
Like silhouette.
No, I know. That's the thing. Yeah. Like I've got more surfaces now. So I need to like put things. It actually feels so good. Like even to have like in that cabinet, I had like games stored in there and I put like my gift wrapping box. Oh, it felt so good.
It's
I was like, look
so
at all this room.
Nice. Exactly. It's so nice to have, to be able to open up a cabinet and there's like all my games, like Parcheesi and Scrabble and whatever you play. Like it's like cards and everything. It's just like really feels adult. Like you're planting
it
roots.
It feels grown
you know?
Up. Yeah. No, I love it. Oh, okay. But the other big thing I bought, I did buy the kitchen table. Okay, but remember I was talking about it last week and I said, oh, like the table I want in IKEA, it's like sold out, but I got a lead that there might be some coming in.
Yes.
So Friday morning, I am not joking you, the moment I woke up at like 7 a.m., I went directly to IKEA's website and sure enough, the table, there was three. It had just come in stock. There was three.
My God.
And I pounced. I ordered one. Okay, I also paid the $60 for in-home delivery.
Oh,
the best. Good. It was the best idea of my entire life.
Great.
I was so, like, and I had, so I ordered it Friday, and I scheduled the delivery for Monday morning. And so two guys showed up with, like, these three big pieces of the table,
amazing.
Brought them in to my house. Oh, it was worth the $60. Like, I can't even tell you. It was just worth it so much. Like, I was kind of like, $60, but I'm like, no, just do it. Don't look around.
And when you do it, then you're like, okay, now I know why.
Oh, I was so happy. Yeah. And so this table, so I ordered the table and then I went back online like an hour later to like send it to a friend to be like, oh, look, I bought it. Sold out. Sold out at 8 in the morning. So, like, who else was on the internet at 7 a.m.?
Well, you're giving me flashbacks of me about, I don't know how old I was, like 7, for Cabbage Patch Kids. I would go every morning. I would phone all of the stores of Yorkton and ask if they had Cabbage Patch Kids arrive that morning.
Oh, my God.
And find, stop. And I'm not so kidding sweet. You, for months. And I'm like, hi, could I have the toy department?
Cabbage Patch yes. Kids. Oh,
have
my
you
God.
Had any Cabbage Patch Kids delivered? No. Okay. And like lived another day without my Cabbage Patch Kid. And then finally, Zellers got 3 Cabbage Patch Kids. We zoomed down there so fast. My mom probably sped God. Through all the red lights. And we got them. My brother and I, Ron and I, got a Cabbage Patch Kid each. And
that's
Lisa's so giving me.
Cute.
And it's funny. There were 3 of them. Yeah, there were 3 too, just like you. So
I love that.
Yeah, it's like
that's
when
so
there's
cute.
When you want something, I get it. You're gonna get
I'm
it.
I'm committed.
You're committed.
I am committed. Yeah.
Me too. I am right now. I'm really hunting. Okay, what the hell? West Elm in Canada has a sale going on at all times. There's always a sale.
Yeah.
There's always a like 20% off friends and family. There's this and that. Nothing in America. I'm still looking every day for a sale for my bed.
Why don't you creep around the internet and try to find like an influencer who's doing a partnership, and then you could like, you know how you can use like codes? They'll have like a code for like 15% off.
That's a
I see
great
all the influencers
idea.
Have it all the time with article. Yeah, I feel like every influencer always has an article code.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I need a West Elm code.
So Google like search the hashtag West Elm and start see like you might see West Elm West Elm partnership might come up or like West Elm.
Oh, good idea. Thank you. That's a tip for the ages. That's it for everyone.
Yeah. If you're ever looking, yeah, for sure. Before you buy anything, just search the
Make
hashtag
sure
of the product
the
and see what happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to like I'm still
this is why they pay me the big bucks.
I'm still hot on it. I'm still hot on it. You know what I got? Okay. I got 2 very thoughtful things. I'm not too sure if I mentioned that my friend Caitlin I know I told you, but did I say it on air? My friend Caitlin sent me a Jo Malone air diffuser, which was so nice for our...
Because you were shaming me. That I was basically asking for a credit card in my name.
That's
and
true.
Caitlin was
you
sending
had
beautiful
asked me
gifts. If I... Yeah. okay, sorry. So,
but
yeah.
Then, and then Jen, our friend who lives in Calgary, sent us a Byredo candle for our anniversary. So
Amber oh my god, Japanese. Is your anniversary today?
No, it was on the 2nd of October.
Oh. Why did
so
I think
late
it was
for that one too?
Sorry.
Mark it
happy
down.
Happy anniversary.
No, we're
happy
very quiet about these things.
No,
we're not.
That is very exciting though.
Isn't
happy
that
first
so
anniversary.
Nice?
You
yeah,
made
we had
it.
A first anniversary made it. Made it
oh,
by the skin
so
of our
nice.
Teeth. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I feel so bad that I forgot.
No, there's no... I'm not that type of person that, like, I'm never going to have a party for myself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's never going to happen. So don't worry. We went out
did
for a
Did you
nice
guys buy
dinner.
Yourself? Yeah, I was
no,
going to say, what
no,
did you do?
Now, we're for anniversaries and stuff, we're like, let's just go... Either we'll make a home purchase or a joint purchase that we want
okay.
or things like that.
Smart.
Or and definitely go for a nice dinner. We do not... We're not going to give each other... gifts for things for anniversaries and even birthdays.
Nice.
I'd rather just go out for dinner. Honestly, that to me is like truly the best. So
yeah, no, I think that's so nice. And where'd you go? Was it a nice like what's the vibes? You know, I love hearing about the food. So tell
food,
me everything.
The food here is good. Like really good. We've lucked Ooh. Out on almost every meal we've had, honest to God. Like so
nice.
Yeah, we had looked at this apartment. And the leasing agent was like, the kind of one of her selling features was the restaurant next door is one of the best in Phoenix. It's called Ocotillo. And it's so good. It's the best. And we're like, oh, okay, well, who knows? I went one night when Matt was out with a friend. He had met up with a friend from his workplace. This is when we were here like a month and a half ago, like 2 months ago. And I just went alone. I went to the bar. I love doing this. I love being alone, eating at a bar, watching people talk to the bartender.
So good.
Better if it's like a fabulous older gay man. You know what I mean? Like, I just love
of
this.
Of course.
And this place is like run by older, fabulous gay men. It's amazing. And I had one of the best meals of my life.
Really?
And I was not with Matt. It was very disappointing to me because I love sharing that.
Yeah,
like,
that's hard.
But I was like, this is... truly amazing. I'm like, we have to come together. So while we were still, like, 4 days later, we came back, and he was like, this is it. This is our special occasion restaurant. And so, yeah, it's going to be like where we go.
Oh, good.
Like in Calgary area, for us, Crazy Weed was our place where we would go for birthdays, anniversaries. We just love it. To me, it's like the ultimate restaurant.
I remember. Yeah, I remember when you guys went to Canmore and you literally only ate at Crazy Weed.
We ate five times at Crazy Weed. We're like, this is it. And this gives us that same type of vibe. So that's what we did. Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, well, what have you been buying since that? You said all you've been doing is shopping every day. So tell me more about that.
Shopping a lot for odds and ends, which aren't very exciting. Like, I bought Crate and Barrel dishes. I've got, like,
IKEA, nice.
Like, a lot of, like, IKEA stuff. We bought, like, Zwilling. Oh, I bought, like, a fancy knife. I bought my first really beautiful knife. It's a Zwilling professional chef's knife.
Ooh.
And I just have always wanted a good knife, a good all-around amazing knife.
Totally.
And this is, like, that's a real adult purchase. So I was, like, really happy about that. And we've been buying, like, cactuses and stuff, like, just things for our place. Like, honest to God, yeah. This, I bought the Samsung, I think I mentioned it last time, the Samsung Frame TV.
Yeah.
Sarah,
oh my God.
TV.
Okay. I was going to message you that photo you posted with that is like, we should share that to the consumer.
That is a TV.
It's beautiful.
Let's do that. We'll post that one because that is a TV that everyone should aspire to own. Seriously.
It's stunning. Like, it looks so good.
So good.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
And so, like, honestly, awesome. Actually, that's one thing that arrived. I've been having a lot of deliveries arrive. Just these random things. We bought, like, you can buy frames for those TVs, right? So I got a teak frame,
yeah.
Like a beautiful wood frame to put around it. It arrived all snapped in half. Every single piece of it was snapped like someone karate chopped it.
Where did you get it from?
From Samsung, directly from them. And they shipped it in such a crazy box that was not protected at all. It was literally every single piece of the frame, the wood, this came in four pieces. We got eight pieces.
Oh my god.
So
I'm hoping they were good about it and replaced it.
Yeah, well, we just returned it. But I was like, it came in eight pieces. They're like, well, you can send it back and buy a new one. And it's just, what a crazy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you know how much I hate poor customer service. It is like my hands down my biggest. I can't.
Yeah.
This is like, the only reason you're here.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
I know. Ugh. I think they're just so big and they just don't care. Like, I feel like someone, just don't care. So
yeah, they're like, well, yeah, you're going to buy this anyways. So thanks. Bye.
We're hot on the tip for, like, our bedroom now, right? Like, our bedroom is our focus. We want them, like, just a beautiful oasis, right? So
yeah.
Bedside tables, art on the wall, like,
yeah,
gorgeous. We want wall sconces for our lighting. Do you know what I mean? Like, just like,
yeah.
An oasis.
Totally. I know what you mean. They're beautiful. Yes. Yeah. I know. I think my bedroom is next. Once I get the finishing touches down on the main floor,
I'm going to tackle
my bedroom next. Yeah.
You have
and
a
this disaster
bedroom.
Of an office. Oh yeah. It's a bit
office
small.
Should
There's
be
not
last,
room for a dresser.
I think, but
I know.
Bedroom's
Although, funny
so
enough,
important.
This is definitely where I spend the most of my time,
true.
Probably.
That is a good point. No, that's a very good point.
I easily spend the most of my time in this. It's funny, I spent so much time getting the roof ready, and I did spend a good amount of time out there this summer, but probably not as much as I originally thought, but that's okay.
Well, you had a lot going on, right? So you need some time in a space to really fully utilize all of the space, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, like, especially indoors, like, I was outside of, like, when it could be. And so, yeah, the living room was something that took a while to come together. But
yeah. It's
true. Everyone always says that you have to give it time. You can't rush it. Like, and I'm a rush it type of person. But I think it was nice to kind of just, like, settle in and just, like, let it live.
I'm
also going to do a little project.
Yeah,
like, feel it. And I'm also going to do a little project on the powder room on the main floor. I'm going to do, like, a really bold wallpaper, like a dark color in that tiny little powder room on the main floor.
In wallpaper.
Yeah, either a dark wallpaper or like a dark paint color, I think. I can't decide.
This is interesting. I took pictures. Target here has all of these like removable wallpapers. Sarah,
what?
I took pictures of every single varietal.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to send them
Please
to you
send
now.
Please send them to me immediately.
And then This is news that's breaking right on the podcast. I'm going to be there for a week in November. I'll bring it all for you.
Oh my God, you are?
Whatever you want from America, I'm bringing it for you. Okay.
Oh my God, please. What days are you coming? Please tell me it's not in Mexico.
I'm not sure. What are your dates for Mexico? Can you say that on the air?
19 to 26. Yeah.
19th to the 26th?
Yeah.
Would it be crazy if I came the week before that, kind of?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes. That'd be so exciting.
Yes. So
this is breaking news on the air. Sorry, guys. We're literally doing event planning. We're doing event planning on the air.
Breaking news. Is there anything that you're like truly pining for? Or like what else can I help out with in the American shopping sphere?
Oh my God. Okay. I might order a pair of jeans from Madewell that I've been trying to hunt down. Might get those delivered to your house.
Okay.
And then also, yes, Target. Oh my God. The wallpaper. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Literally took pictures of everyone with the intention of sending it to you for your powder room. So this reminded me.
I'm so hashtag blessed to have you in my life. Oh my God. Okay. Well, we'll obsess more about this and then we can record live together. That'll be so exciting.
Okay. In the true spirit, maybe as a nice way to kind of end this time together. Is there anything? Okay. Oh, Sarah, there was other breaking news. We had, we read a headline about Hudson Bay Company.
Oh yeah.
Shifting. That is breaking news in the retail sphere. That's really important stuff in Canada and even America too, like with HBC, right? So what's happening?
It's big business. Okay. So the Bay is splitting stores from like online marketplace to create two businesses. So essentially what they're doing is like, they're separating the department store from the marketplace. And it's going to be like literally two distinct businesses, like two different leadership structures, like the whole thing. And so I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but that the, like, if you've been online recently, they have like, you'll see things. It's like buy HBC or it won't say anything. And then it's like, there's like marketplace. Have you seen this? Like when you go to order something?
I see. Okay. Like, it's like if you go even to like walmart.com and all of a sudden you can buy Diptyque candles. And it's like, what? Don't think Walmart stocks that. Okay. So it's like,
I noticed third party like Poppy vendors. Barley. Yeah, I noticed like EQ3 was on Hudson's Bay all of a sudden. Although I think EQ3 is actually a line that they carry.
Yeah, I
there.
Think they I actually think do them. Have like EQ3 in their stock, but like other, who knows what else, right? Like, so they expanded their website to include these third parties.
Yeah, so basically like Poppy Barley. I saw Poppy Barley, she's on there, but that's like marketplace. So essentially like they opened the website up to third party sellers in April, and they've had like thousands of new brands and products. And I guess it's been more successful than they thought it will be. But like their website is shit. Like, have you ever tried to order like clothes? I'm like, what is happening? Like the models are showing clothes on. It's just terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the place. Yeah. Hopefully this means that they can make money on this model and actually make their online retail work and like be first class. And
I hope so. My God.
Oh, it
is. Well, they're planning to launch technology hubs in Toronto and Seattle. Seattle was interesting to me, but Toronto makes sense. But in order to like expand the marketing, do like help with all that kind of stuff. And so this is the other thing that I thought was really interesting too. The e-commerce business will operate under the Bay, whereas the 86 brick and mortar stores that are across the country will 86 brick and mortar stores. That's a lot. Wow. They're going to operate as Hudson's Bay.
Oh.
So it's like the Bay will be the e-commerce and Hudson's Bay will be, it's fascinating to see what this is all going to look like and like why, how it's going to like come to fruition. But like you can still do returns, exchanges and all of that will like on store and in, like there's still that. So
okay. Interesting. Even with marketplace stuff, that doesn't seem right. No, I guess marketplace would have to be directly back to the vendor.
Yeah, for sure. But I think like the Hudson's Bay like stuff, like, cause they still have their own product too, that they'll sell on their like website. Tons so.
Yeah, product.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, those Hudson Bay is, in some cases, the only show in town for a lot of brands in Canada, right? So their relationships go far back. They've got like all the cosmetic lines. Like there is a vast array or depth of product offerings at the Bay. So,
yeah. So it'll be really interesting to see how this all plays out. Yeah.
See, I know that they had said that their stores, their brick and mortar stores, are going to really serve as touch points for like the e-sales. Like, so you can actually go and see what the clothes are like or experience certain things in these stores.
Exactly. Smart. And that's what the president in the article that we were reading, it says like they're talking about how important the stores are to like the retailer success. And he said that he called this, the department stores, discovery destinations.
Okay. Yeah. Well then, you know what? They should make those stores pretty awesome. It has to be.
Well, I feel like, yeah.
It shouldn't be like what we went through.
Oh my God. I haven't been back there. We should have. It was, I still can't get over that. We were like, of course, that's how we discovered the bay together. But yeah, I'm really interested to see like how that shakes out and like if they actually do this. Cause I feel like they've been talking about making their stores good. And even when they renovated the Chinook one, I'm like, this is so bad still. So anyways, we'll see what happens.
Like make it wildly good. One thing that's so great here, say what you might about Amazon. And if you support it or if you don't, like Amazon supports a lot of makers with their marketplace and stuff. Like you can sell there, right? Like it's that same kind of idea, right? Like that's what Hudson's or the Bay is latching onto, this whole idea. But Amazon has these 4-star stores here or in across America where they take all of the products, well, not all of the products, but several products from Amazon that are 4-star or higher, and they put it into a store. And these stores are so good, Sarah. It's
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's a bookstore, meet tech, meet homeware, art supplies, books, clothing, everything. Like everything you can think of. Vitamixes in there, like whatever. Weird. Is like 4+ stars. Candles, everything. Like so it's like, okay, what's the highest rated stuff? Now that's a store that you can go buy it at the mall. So
I had no, oh my God, that good. Is so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's smart. And there's a reason why they're successful, because they're giving the people what they actually really do want. Like that's the end part, right? Like it is too bad, you know, but it also is very frustrating for me. Like we have gone to a few places where I'm like, I'm not going to go back to this store again, just to not find what I want. Where I can just from online, like while I'm at that store, buy it from Amazon. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just really frustrating. Like, some of these stores really need to pick it up to compete.
No, I totally like, and that's the thing. It's like we've talked about this so many times of like, I feel like we like customer service, like in-store experience. It can't like, I know that obviously, yes, online is a huge business for people and like it's a big thing, but like the stores are still really important. You've gotta stay up to date and like evolve. You're right.
Yeah, make it great. Yeah, make it great. Make it great again. Okay. Now let's run. It's Thanksgiving weekend and I'm thankful for you, Sarah, and that we are able to keep connected during, you know, being physically apart.
I know, me too. Ugh.
But what are you thankful for what you've bought in the past little while? Like, what is a purchase that you look at in your home or in your closet or wherever it is, pantry, and think like, I am thankful that I am, that I own this. Like this gives me, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to buy something like this.
I love it. Well, I will say I'm very thankful for just like this space. It's been amazing. Like, oh God, if you've like, I guess the lesson that I learned in the last like 3 or 4 months is if you're ever like thinking you've outgrown your space, but you're just kind of like staying in it because you're like, it's fine. Is it really going to make that big of a difference? Yes, it really will. Mm-hmm. And it's worth every penny if you can like swing it to give yourself more space and give yourself what you need, because holy shit, like, yeah, it just feels so good to like.
That is so great.
Have that, yes. Right? Like just the whole house in and of itself is like what I feel. I'm so glad that I like moved. Yeah, it feels so right. It feels so much like me, and it just feels good to have the space. So that is like something I'm very, very grateful for and very thankful for, is just the space in and of itself. But do you know what I actually really, really love? my greatest pleasure is still, you know, reading the newspaper on the weekend, sitting in my great little Acapulco, like woven chairs, mm-hmm. with my cute little pillows, with my nice little table and all the plants I took from you and Matt surrounding me.
Yep.
And I even got to do it this morning. Like, it's October and it wasn't even that cold this morning. Like, I'm still getting to sit outside. So I'm also so nice. Thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day just took a wild turn for weather,
you got a moment.
I had a moment and it might be one of my last ones, but I don't know, man. Like, if it stays, like if I get like a 5-degree morning, I'm going out there. I'm going out there. Sitting in my cute little chairs, reading my paper. I'm very thankful for that purchase, I guess. So yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, you know, just with moving too, like, one thing that I was worried about, I loved my bed in Calgary.
I loved my bed,
right? Like, it just had a great, it was so good. And I was worried that I wouldn't like my bed, my mattress, and just like the feeling, like it's so important to me. And so we made this plan. We're going to buy like a parachute mattress. But for our guest room, we were going to get like a cheaper, just like something else, a nicer IKEA or like a Casper or, you know, whatever it is, or Lisa bed or something like that. And what we ended up getting, because I'm such a wire cutter, like I love the wire cutter website for New York Times so much.
Me too. I love it. It's so
I love good. It. I just want to get whatever they say.
Good. Guys, if you don't know this, like, the wire cutter is like basically their review products. I know, like, when I was even when I was buying like a new electric toothbrush, I was like, what does wire cutter say is the best one though? Like,
they do the work, they test everything, they make recommendations. They said that they cannot recommend the Novaform mattress from Costco enough. They think it's the best.
Really?
Yes, they think it's the best bed that you can get for under $1,000. And so I just had it in my head that, like, I'm going to really like this bed, right? And we went to IKEA. They were sold out of every bed. It was, like, so crazy, sparse. And then that same day we were at Costco, and they had these Novaform beds, a queen-size bed on sale for $400, like a mattress, $400.
Holy shit.
And we're like, load up the car. We're just going to try this out. And I was like a little skeptical because I'm not like a huge fan of like a full foam and memory foam and foam and like whatever. Like, I like a traditional mattress sometimes. This mattress is so good.
Is it?
I am not.
That's so great.
Oh my God. It is worth every penny. It's worth double the money that we spent. And now we might not get the parachute. We might get a second Novaform for the guest room. No, we're gonna keep this one. Yeah,
I mean, if you love it that much and it's that cheap, like, why would you not do it then?
It's good. And I was just thinking just this morning, I'm like, I'm really glad we lucked out on this bed, because that is something that was kind of making me weirdly off, like agitated or nervous or something, like anxious about the move. And it's so important. You just live so much of your life in a bed. And I'm thankful
for a good bed.
Yeah. Novaform. Guys.
I'm very happy for that. I'm glad to hear that you have a bed too. You're not sleeping on an air mattress anymore.
No, that's not that good for your back. For a few days. We bought that Novaform the day after we bought the air mattress. But you need to...
I didn't know that.
No, it was really fast after that. But those foam mattresses need 48 or 72 hours to fully expand, and we didn't want to sleep on it until it was truly at its max. So anyway, that's my little
camping
tidbit.
In your house.
Camping in our house.
That's a good one. Yeah. And you know, it is one of those things that we take for granted, right? Like, it's your bed. It's comfortable. Like, it's so comfy. Like, that's honestly one of the things I hate most about traveling, is that there's such comfort in your like own bedroom, your own bed, your own house, like your own little thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's so important.
And whatever that comfort means to you, then you need to like, go for it for your bedroom. Honestly, it's so important. So,
I love that. Yeah. That's a really good one. Okay. Okay, wait, one last thing I'm really grateful for, because I'm obsessed with this and I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast yet. I bought a new fall bag. You know, I love my seasonal switch out of bag purses. So I bought the Sydney tote from Madewell. So my friend Natalie got it in tan, like a brownie tan color, and I got it in black. It is perfect. It is the best tote I have ever had. Like, it has like, and the best part about it is it has like the bottom, there's actually like a piece like built into the bottom. So it sits up and it's not one of those, I hate when it's like a fake piece or it's like a piece of material that you can actually like see at the bottom of a bag and then shit gets like stuck under it and there's like crumbs.
Yes.
No, it's like, it's smartly built in between the leather of the bag and then so it stands and then it expands. Like you can either push the sides in or like, I'm not doing a good job of explaining, but you can like pull the sides out or you can like push them in, and it has like a very strong magnet that's like big at the top. It's not just like a little tiny, like little metal bracket. It's like a full magnet again, built in, and it's huge. It's like probably, the magnet is probably the size of like two thumbs like stacked on top. Yeah, that's my measurement, guys. Two thumbs stacked on top of each other. That's
okay, it's how less I'm than an arm.
Giving you that reference.
Okay.
My God, I'm ridiculous. And then it has double, you can either do like tote bag straps or it has a huge strap. Are you still laughing at two thumbs strapped on top of each other?
I am laughing at two thumbs.
Wow. That's how,
it's okay, like truly
put,
how.
Put one thumb and put the other thumb on top of it.
Because it is how measurements did evolve, but thousands of years ago.
I know. So think of that. Like, it's not the size of your thumb, but if you put another thumb on top of it, it's that big. Okay? Just get off me, all right? That's how it is. It's probably not even. It's probably, like, not even close to that. It's like five times that, and I'm just like, no. And then it has, like, a big, long strap as well, too. So it's got both sets of straps. So you can do, like, crossbody. You can
do
the
Sydney tote.
The Sydney tote from Madewell. And so there was, like, one left. I've been thinking about this purse, and in true Sarah fashion, I was kind of like not sure about it. And then a bunch of my friends, we were in an Uber going to dinner, and I had like mentioned the purse and I brought it up to show someone, and it said like one left or two left. So slightly drunk in an Uber, I was like, guys, I got to order this purse.
Yes.
So I ordered a purse on my way to dinner. Just dropped a cool couple $100, few $100 on a purse, but it's so worth it. Like, it sounds, it's just like you're gonna, so good.
Yeah. No, it sounds like this purse could be the paperware champion in your closet soon enough.
Yes. And if anyone's looking for it, I saw, so it's out of stock. Well, it might be back in stock at Nordstrom. I'm sure it's probably out of stock, but I think I saw it on the Bays website. So maybe take a look. I think I saw the brown one on the Bays. Oh, I brought it up. Damn. It's here, and it's a lot cheaper than what I paid for it.
Okay. No. Sarah, what? You should get a price adjustment. They should honor that.
No, I bought it from Nordstrom.
Well, Nordstrom shut.
And now it's on sale at the Bay. Is this the same bag? I don't know. Go look at it. It looks slightly different, but again, because the Bay's website is so shit. Anyways, obsessed with it.
Obsessed.
Can't
with
recommend
it
enough.
Oh, that's
like,
so good.
Love it so much. Like,
I
so,
need
so
a
much.
Tote. I do need a tote. Oh,
I know.
Find me a toad. Ugh.
I know.
Find a man bag.
I'll keep
for
my
me.
Eyes. I'll find. You know, I love a.
Very hard to I find, though. Very hard to find a.
They
good
are really
man
hard
bag.
To find.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Also happy to report, I haven't bought any coats yet. Except for that day back in August when it got really cold and I got really grumpy and I went to the mall and bought two
That's
coats.
That's true.
Which now I realize was a bit much, but I have not bought any coats yet, so I'm gonna try.
You're
I'm buying
try not
one
to
coat this
buy
season.
One? Oh,
no.
Okay. One.
No,
you'll buy
I'm
one official
buy one.
Coat.
One.
Of the
one
season.
Coat, and that's it.
Okay.
Everyone home, no more coats. The other two I bought in August, those don't count. New. those were for summer.
Those were summer. Coat, those are just so. Transition.
Although, seasonal. I am so lucky I bought that long green one because I'm bringing it to Iceland, and it's going to be
See, there you
amazing
go.
For Iceland.
That is
yeah.
so good. Oh.
Yeah.
Those
I'm
sounds
so
like,
I
those
just
sound like
my
perfect
closet.
Coats, though. Those ones, the yeah, two that you bought.
I know. Anyways, okay, so that's it for real now. I'll stop saying what I'm grateful for when it comes to shopping. But anyways, well,
I think
I'm glad
that
we got
I've
to
just
squeeze
opened
this
up.
In.
I've opened up a big thing for you. You're grateful for all like all of your purchases, which is the best case scenario.
I know. I'm grateful for my American Express.
Yeah. Purchasing
yeah,
power.
I am. I have a lot to be grateful for, and I know that. So yeah.
That's so nice. So do I. So we're both very fortunate in that way. And I hope everyone at home feels all
I
of
know.
Our listeners feel fortunate to have a great long weekend if you're in Canada. And
yeah.
and really enjoying, you know, what those purchases bring. Because the thing is, you bought a table while you hosted 9 people. You know what I mean? Like you bought a fabulous coat. You're going to wear it to Iceland. Like you're doing things like that's what life and these like purchases it's are so all true. About, like about putting it's into so action. True. And that's maybe what we should really be thankful for.
Oh,
so.
I like that. Yeah. Not just buying stuff and shoving in closets and like, having places to go and things to do and like, people to, I love that.
Yeah. Having a nice outfit and going and wearing it for dinner.
I cannot wait. Okay.
Like Edmonton.
When we get off this call, we are going to be obsessing about, we have so much to talk about. Oh my God.
We have a lot. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone.
Thanks everyone. Till next time. Who knows when that'll come, but just stay posted. Okay.
Happy shopping.
Bye.